A historic first for Port Coquitlam. Brad West has automatically earned a second term as the city's mayor after no other resident decided to run in opposition for the 2022 municipal election, set for October 15. The deadline for interested campaigners to throw their hat in the ring was 4 p.m. on Friday, September 9. And with the result, the 37-year-old will get to serve another 4 years, and it makes him the first-ever mayor to be acclaimed in Port Coquitlam's history. In a statement, West said he would continue to work hard to represent local residents across all neighborhoods so he can be worthy of the mayoral position. "Serving as your mayor has truly been the greatest honor of my life. I love Port Coquitlam and its people," the husband and father of two explained. "I am incredibly proud of what we have accomplished over the last 4 years, and I am very excited about what's to come." West won his inaugural term as mayor in a landslide decision, earning more than 86%, 10,236 votes, of the final ballot in the 2018 race. Prior to winning the seat, he was a three-term city councillor and was the youngest to earn a spot around the Poco Horseshoe in 2008. West believes Port Coquitlam is going through a renewal period amid a slew of new amenities and services to create a close community feeling. When he announced his re-election campaign, West explained his to-do list included completing the revitalization of the city's downtown, with projects such as an enhanced Veterans Park, Lee Square and the Donald Pathway, and bringing more community events, live music and performances to the city. He also pledged fiscal prudence and holding the line on taxes, community safety, making it easier for new businesses to get established and create jobs, protecting green spaces and housing choices for individuals and families. "While there won't be an election for mayor, I will still be working hard to earn your support, trust and confidence," he added. "That's not something that happens just during an election, it's what I work towards every single day. That means I want to hear from you. We truly live in a very special place, and I know our future is looking bright and the best is still to come." In addition to West's acclamation, Port Coquitlam's two school trustee candidates went unopposed. Michael Thomas, current School District 43, SD 43, board chair, and Christine Pollock were also acclaimed to the positions on Friday, as well as Carrie Palmer Isaac in representing Anmore and Belcarra. The means the remaining 6 spots are up for grabs in the 2022 election, 4 from Coquitlam and 2 from Port Moody. What's left to decide in Port Coquitlam is the 6 city councillor seats. The 18 people that'll be out campaigning until decision day, October 15, are as follows, in alphabetical order: Don Becker, Cindy Karkner, Ivanka Kuljak, Steve Darling, incumbent, Sarah Harbord, Derek Jeffrey, Mathila Karnick, Nancy McCurrich, incumbent, Eric Minty, Kevin Mazera, Darren Nielsen, Daryl Penner, incumbent, Paige Petriou, Glenn Pollock, incumbent, Justin Alexander Smith, Dean Washington, incumbent, Jamie Watson, Jenny Joe, with a file from Diane Strandberg, Tri-City News.